do you magnify Christ in death? Remember that little incident at the end of Jesus' earthly pilgrimage where a disciple was following him and the other disciple said, "What about him?" And Jesus said, "It's none of your business about him. The day will come when you stretch forth your hands and people will lead you where you don't want to go." And John inserts the interpretation, "By this he showed by what manner of death he was to glorify God." Peter was probably crucified upside down. And it was planned as a way of glorifying God. Takes your breath away, what God may have in store for some of you if you really want your life not to be wasted. The answer to the question, how can my life and my now death magnify the worth of Christ, is given in verse 21. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." How is dying gain for Paul? Answer is given in verse 23. "My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better." That's gain. So, the way you show the infinite value of Jesus for the world to see in your dying is to experience your dying as gain. Because it means more of Christ. But do you see what that implies about the proportion of affection you have for Christ compared to everything you leave behind? Namely, everything. If death is to be gain, Christ must be more precious to you than everything you leave behind. And when a person dies like that, the world looks on and says, "This Christ must be valuable." Jesus Christ is most glorified in you in your dying when you are most satisfied in Him in your dying.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.